FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our roster of Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're wrong way, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to. I made to without you.
All right, Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit, Pulpcast, Seattle. We just finished watching a 4 the main here by the truck. Good race. That was a really good race. Yep. Seattle offers lots of interesting lines and stuff.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I'm like, I was kind of glad, like, it was a really rutty. It was, the track just continually got worse. So, like, it made it hard to race real fluid. You know, there was a lot of mistakes made. But I think it was good racing for everybody.
Your rider, Levi Kitchen, really good race with Hayden. Back and forth. I mean, do I like some of that stuff? No, but at least nobody took each other out, and it was exciting to watch. I guess that's where I'm at. They both rode really well.
Yeah, the cat and mouse thing was a little too much for me. Yeah. It reminded me of, who was it? It was Larry Ward and Mikasevich,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Too much of that. But overall, I think he rode good and Deegan rode good. Like, they did a lot of stuff everybody else wasn't doing. That after the whoops, going three on, I think that was a game changer. And he did it more than we did it. So
it looked like, to me, Levi couldn't do it a lot of times because of lappers. And that's just kind of a luck of the draw, but it helped Hayden a lot. You're right.
Yeah, and I saw that a couple times. I'm like, oh, my God, there was some guys, and they tried to move outside out of the way, but that's where you had to go to do it. So he got screwed a couple times by that. But we didn't do it sometimes where we should have done it. But most of the rest of the track, I think he was really good. I just think when Hayden caught up to him, he rode, in my opinion, too defensive. And that slowed him down because he was thinking he was going to always stuff him, right? And, like, I think he just needed to, like, you know, look for a clean lap just to get just enough of a gap. And then maybe it would have been okay. But then you just got to do that three on, though, too. So that was, you know, maybe three or four tenths. So you have to do it.
And then when you add in Levi had a better line after the first turn, that was faster. So if Levi could have got the three on and kept doing that line, he would have inched away from him, right?
Yeah, but overall, I mean, yeah, I wanted to win that race. But, like, truthfully for the fans, it was a really awesome race.
Yeah.
And they both, like, pumped that both of them kept their head together.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went down. So that was great for everybody. And it was a good race.
Yeah, I just draw the line where you knock somebody over, and they didn't do that. So, like, whatever.
No, it... But it did get kind of slow, and it was inside, outside, like, oh, I got you. No, you don't. And, like, that was a little too weird. But overall, like, it was a really good race.
Memory lane time for Mitch. Seattle Supercross. What's your favorite memory? Remember, we're in a Kingdome forever. Do you have a Seattle Supercross that stands out?
I don't know. I think it was 91, the first year. They had me in the booth to do color. So I wasn't watching the race. I was up there, and I think Jeremy won. So, like, it was still fine. It was great. But still, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I wasn't doing the perfect job.
Yeah. They pulled the wrong guy up there.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Cool, Mitch. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Cam McAdoo. First of all, I was talking to Mitch. I really like Seattle because, like, the lap times vary from lap to lap, and it's exciting to watch you guys make mistakes. But I sure as hell don't want to ride out there, man. But it is exciting to watch.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I guess there's kind of no way to explain to, a non-professional dirt bike rider. What would you guys consider yourself? Just a, you know,
recreational.
There you go. That was the word I was looking for. A recreational guy.
Yeah.
There's no way to explain to you what that condition is, but it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, I had my own struggles, obviously, from what happened in the heat race, which was tough, so I was really happy with being able to do what I was able to do tonight. But, yeah, the track was insane.
Did I see you on the parade lap of the main kind of eye up that double and, like what Levi ended up doing? Did I see you, like, was that the first time you were like, hey, I think I can do this?
Yeah, I hadn't really done it all day.
Okay.
But I did eye it up. And more so, I was doing a pretty much a full-on, not a race lap, but I raced kind of the track and did a lap at speed to just check myself out. I was pretty beat up after the heat race crash. And my shoulder was like just killing me.
It was honestly
just to make sure that like I was gonna be safe tonight and I could take the G outs and whatnot and it wasn't gonna make me fall off or something something stupid, you know. Obviously I've struggled in the past with just making those decisions before it gets worse, right? Tonight I was able to make those decisions well and race my best I could, and it ended up in the fifth.
What was it like to the three on the table? Did you do it?
I didn't practice.
Yeah. What was it like because that was kind of in the main between Levi and it was huge, right?
Yeah.
So take us through that jump.
I mean, it's so rutted coming out of the turn, right? And then what happens is the face gets ruts. Not only the ruts aren't so bad, like that's nothing for us to hit a jump in with a rut, but they get what we call a curb. Like the whole bottom of the lip is completely almost inverted backwards, so it kicks you super gnarly. So when I did it in practice, the two times I did it, I frame case it super hard. Volin endoed on it in front of me in practice. And then in the main, I didn't actually do it. Like I was second, and then Ansi threed on, and then I didn't do it because it was something, again, like with how I was physically, it wasn't going to work for me tonight, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Ansi did it only a couple times, and then Levi and Hayden were doing it, and that was one of the reasons they pulled away.
Yeah, and that's I've had those nights where I kind of oftentimes resort back to Indy 2022 with Jet, and it's if you can get into a rhythm of hitting certain lines and certain jumps, which we were doing, in which Levi and Hayden were doing tonight, you separate yourself from, not from the rest of the pack, from the dudes who you battle most nights. Like, I mean, I've been on the podium three times this year. I didn't hit that three on. I didn't hit the lane, you know, before the finish line and whatnot. And it shows you, like, the difference in the gap. Like, I think when that happened, when I refer back to the Indy 22 race, I think we were 4 seconds from lapping Pierce and RJ, and they were third and fourth. They were third and fourth. Like, it's crazy, you know. But once you get into a flow of hitting those lines and, like, it's just what you have to do, that's what you do. I wasn't able to do that tonight. And, yeah, we ended up with fifth.
Are you looking forward to the break?
Now I am. I wasn't before. I've been enjoying going racing and stuff. But I got a bit banged up tonight. I'm okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not injured. I'm really banged up. Which I'm super grateful for that. Like,
man, if it might have been softer dirt or harder dirt like we had last week, it could have been really bad. Yeah.
I lost my foot when I jumped over that little roller in the sand. Lost my foot and my right hand. If you guys watched it, and I pile drove myself into the next roller. So, yeah, like I said, I was super super beat up. But prior to that main event, I was kind of assessing myself to see if I was beat up or injured. Those are two different things as a racer, and injury is not fun. So I'm really grateful that I got through these first six races, and I honestly kept progressing through the racing. Tonight wouldn't say so, you know. But even down to, like, qualifying and whatnot, I found comfort kind of starting in Houston was better than the prior races. Made some bike changes before that, and then last weekend in Phoenix was even closer with comfort. This weekend I didn't really find a whole lot of comfort throughout the day, but again, this track, like, if you find comfort, you're like, oh yeah, this is all me tonight. If you're missing the mark a little bit or you're struggling, the struggle becomes really really real. So I was I'm just glad that I limited the damage after what happened in the heat race. That was a big thing for me.
Cool. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah, thank you.
entertaining.
All right, Justin Hill, you're back. You told me last week and Friday ribs were best you felt and you rode better. 10th last week, 11th this week. Again, spicy with some of the jump combos. So maybe we're not 100% Justin Hill, but we're like 90. We're getting there.
We're getting really close. Okay. Physically, it's like, you know, I took so much time, you know, fortunately on the couch that I'm just getting my conditioning back to that race level. But tonight I felt the strongest by a long shot. Tonight I felt way better than I did last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Condition wise, dude, I just get that track was just so gnarly. Yeah. I sucked today. Yeah. Like it was a really, really tough track. But I mean, honestly, I'm on the up and up. Like, yeah. I think here in this next weekend is like one of my favorite races of the year. So I think if I go out, I'm gonna go ride with Masterpool a little bit this week. Go hang out with him, mm-hmm. get some motos in, and yeah. hang out in Fort Worth,
Texas.
And
yeah, yeah.
and okay. get ready for yeah.
I was wondering, like, sorry, the dirt jerks, they did a lot of work before the race, right? And it looks to me from the press box, I'm like, hey, it looks okay. It looks pretty mint. How long before it's just a disaster? Or does it help at all? Like, is it 5 minutes? Is it 10 minutes?
I just feel like any time – well, I mean, this is such a curveball to throw at them, but it's like they almost can't use the buckets.
Okay, yeah.
They use the buckets, it comes right back, unfortunately, because they're just squishing stuff into the – it's not allowing it to aerate and actually – yeah. So you have a bottom – that you can find if you just track it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've kind of, we've talked about that with them before. They've listened to me too a lot over the years with that. Cause I at Charlotte this last year at the playoffs, it was like that. Yeah. Those spaces were so nasty and hooky and they tracked them instead.
Yeah.
And it survived quite a bit longer. Yeah. So like, I feel like that's kind of the key for Indy here, places where it comes in super soggy.
I think they were just doing buckets tonight, or at least sections that I was looking at. Yeah.
Yes, but it's a curveball because when they go, they can't just walk these chop, that big pieces of chop that are just like going to send you over too. So they have to fix it to some degree regardless. So it's not like, I mean, dude, they did a good job this weekend with what they had to pull all this in and get it. It was a pretty complete track for what it's worth with the time they had.
Typical Justin Hill. You're one of the first guys I saw kind of go out of the sand and go double and then go across the first turn. Like earlier today, like it was typical you. Like it was pretty cool. Levi was doing it to catch Hayden a little bit. Like it was a neat little line. Yeah.
There was a couple lines out there. Like there was a couple big jumps that would have been doable had the surface not been so soft. But yeah, I mean, you can barely get the triples. Like you get halfway through that main, and you can barely like jump anything.
Right.
So here next weekend, if there's anything big, like I feel like I'm back that way though. Like I feel like my body is now more robust again, like because even last weekend in Phoenix, there was a couple of things that might have been possible, but I'm like, dude, I just started feeling good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's I kind of don't want right. to. Yeah, I kind of had to check myself into doing away from doing some stupid stuff. But I mean, I'm feeling better now. I feel like by next weekend, I'll maybe uncork some stuff. We'll see.
All right. Well, Justin Hill, he's back, sort of, kind of. We'll get some top tens. I'm sure we'll get better. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Shane McElrath, dude. 14th in the main, making some strides. We talked a little bit before the night show. How'd you feel?
I honestly didn't feel very good. I'm searching a lot right now, and that's one hard to do. It's like I'm trying to figure things out. I'm trying to be more consistent. We're making big changes, which
that's a little bit more bike than you feel a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. We've been throwing a lot at it, and last weekend we made some big changes to the chassis, which is good, but our suspension, we've just been throwing stuff at it since then, and so it's not matched up, and that's what's hard right now is just everything's not working together. So yeah, we made some engine changes this week, which actually worked a lot better. That brought a lot of consistency, but I'm struggling mentally. I'm out there, but I'm not racing very well, and that's what I'm bummed about.
Well, I was talking before, and I was thinking, like, obviously you're a mudder guy, you've had some results, but this isn't really that muddy. But also, this would be scary to ride if you're not totally confident in your riding and your bike and everything else. This wouldn't be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's like every session out today, it's like we were making big swings, like just trying to find a little bit of comfort in the ruts.
Yeah.
And it's like, the thing is I'm okay in the ruts. It's just some of the jumps and the G outs. It's like
going through the whoops, I'm like, okay, we make a good change. That was really good. Next session out, it's like, dude, that was, I'm not sure what's going on. So it's, yeah, I don't mind the conditions, but at the same time, it's like my pace is off in general. Yep. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Just get some comfort to where it's like, hey, I can ride out of my comfort zone a little bit, and then I can be competitive with the other guys. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're on to Dallas, so it should be a lot different than conditions in this. So maybe the changes will be a little bit noticeable.
Yeah. Yes. And honestly, it's like this week we got some good understanding about kind of what's going on. We just didn't really get to make any changes. And so then we come here and we're trying to catch up on that. But then it's like we've got these conditions. Yeah. So it's
another wrench into it.
It's hard to tell. But that's where like Dallas is more consistent, and it's like, hey, I'm comfortable in that stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Shane.
I was going to do one
of him, too. All right. Sorry. Yeah, Grant Harlan. Hey, man, I was just telling somebody, like, to watch this from the press box, I kind of like watching it because the lap times vary and everyone's making mistakes, and it's crazy and it's really exciting, but holy shit, dude, I do not want to ride that.
No, it was brutal. Honestly, the first few laps were probably the best I've seen the track all day.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of...
Ross and Corey actually did something right.
Not Corey.
Yeah.
Corey's not here.
I know.
Ross,
yeah.
Alex, the whole crew that was here,
yeah.
Phenomenal job this weekend. They crushed it.
How long does that last until it's just a disaster? Is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Probably about the 10-minute mark.
Okay.
Honestly, I didn't even see the halfway, so I have no idea the periods of the race. But, yeah, about halfway is when I was, you know, you start to rethink, you know, the line you're hitting, what it's going to do.
Right. Yeah, really, I mean, for a guy like you, like, main events obviously is where you ought to be. But once you're in the main, like, you're just – something like that, just stay up and, like, race, right?
Yeah, once they prepped the first two lanes,
yep.
I was like, all right, you know, we'll do the lines we can for as long as we can. And then once they go away, it's at that point, it's like, how fast can we do it doing the double line or whatever and not make that big mistake that, you know, is going to cause you not to finish, right? Because – you know, for us not finishing, you know, wasting our time, so we might as well, you know, do what we can to finish.
Are we trying to not get in my race because you're riding better lately?
I mean, look, dude, if this is a 23 season where I don't get in your race, but I get the top 20 points and whatnot.
Yeah. You're getting SMX.
I mean, I can't be mad at that, you know.
Right. I guess last thing for you, the triple on the table for the big guys was a kind of determining factor. Eli got it a lot. Webb didn't get as much. Kenny got it half, like, so take us through, like, a guy like me or somebody listening, like, what's that like? I mean, you do it, but what's that like trying to do that late in that race?
I mean, I'm gonna be real with you, I never once considered it.
Yeah, no.
At no point in, like, fresh berm, not a chance. I mean, I didn't catch the exciting parts of the 250 main, but it seemed to be a pretty big factor in that too. And I know a lot of guys in the 450 main, because they didn't prep the landing of the two and the tabletop phase.
Yep.
So a lot of guys were just going roll on off.
Yeah.
Like, that's how gnarly that section was. And if you didn't get that three on and miss those ruts, like, dude, it's just half a second to a second.
Yeah, it was huge.
And it's so easy, so much easier, I would imagine, to, like, jump on off and, like, not have to pick your rut and hope your feet don't drag and stuff like that. So
when I watch a race and I see only the elite guys do it once in a while and they screw it up even then, for mortals, mere mortals, it's got to be just nuts.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I had, like, if this was a practice day and they're like, here, like, you know, first lap of the main track, go hit that three on, I'm sure I could just go bust out, no problem, right? But, like, having guys around you and you know, the race conditions, thinking about it, the fact that those guys and Eli could do that just about every lap of the main is truly unreal. Because
it's on race this weekend?
I mean, this one, like, Anaheim, Arlington, all kind of hometown races. I got a lot of family here.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family here,
I
count it.
Right. Okay.
I probably have more family here than I do in Dallas.
I was thinking Dallas was more. Okay.
I mean, I lived there for a while, but, like, actual, like, blood-related family, I probably have more here than in Dallas. So, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen, keep it up. You're riding well. Thanks, Grant.
Yeah, keep improving.
Cool. All right, Rich Simmons, a good night for your guys, even though, like, you would have liked to seen Coop hold on to that thing. But a good night, I think, overall when you go 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, what we try to do is be competitive every weekend. We'd like them to hold on to it a little bit. I think we could have made the bike a little better for them there, especially in the whoops. But, I mean, good night, tough track, and I mean, it was an awesome race. So, can't ask for really much more than that besides a win.
Yeah, I think you, like, not so much got to go, hey, what the fuck happened, Coop, but more like, hey, good job, Eli. You know what I mean? Like, and you know that. Like, yeah. Like I think you got to say, hey, Eli rode really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both, I mean, Coop was really good in the beginning, and then Eli figured out some lines, and, yeah, yeah. I think it just, on these types of tracks, it goes back and forth. So, yeah, great job to KTM and Eli for that ride, and, yeah, we look forward to hopefully more battles like that every weekend.
The lane, the rhythm lane before the finish, inside roll, like, that looked fast. Eli started doing it. I don't know what you saw, but that looked really good.
Yeah, that's tough for me because the gap was to the point where I actually missed Eli doing it. I was watching Coop, so then I missed Eli. The guys told me afterwards that he was doing that, but to relay that information, you know, you've been a mechanic. Like, you're not getting that type of information to him. The one thing that was big, three onto the table. So we made sure, like, he had to go back to doing that because he quit doing it. Even Hunter at the end and Kenny, I think, were going two table over table roll to the inside.
Okay, yeah.
And that was faster than jumping the table over single, so... Yeah, it's just hard to get that information to him. And, I mean, again, kudos to Eli for figuring that stuff out.
Look, Jay Coop hasn't been the greatest season for him, and he got a little lucky with the crash. But, hey, on the box, this could be the start of something. Like, he's been riding better, so that's got to feel good for him.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is, I think, two good starts. I look back at the main event start, he was really third in the first rhythm, so that's a big positive. Maybe he needs to be more aggressive there in the opening laps, but yeah, I mean, you got to be there at the end. We all know that, and you know, great job to Hunter and Kenny too. But yeah, you got to be there at the end. So,
and then what was Coop's mood? I don't know if I get a chance to talk to him here, but was he pissed? Was he okay? How was Webb?
he was Webb. I mean, pissed, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, there's
guys like that don't want to give up the lead.
No, I mean, seconds a loss to him, and like I said, I think we could have helped him out with the bike for sure. But yeah, kudos to Eli. But yeah, Webb, not happy with second place. But also, we got to look at the big picture. We were 24 points down two races ago, and we're 11. So yeah, I mean, just put ourselves in that position every weekend is all we can do.
All right. So how's the slave cylinder adapter going? We talked about last Monday.
It's in the works. Okay. Like I said, we want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the first two maybe weren't perfect. Yeah, so we just keep working on it.
Right,
yeah.
Well, I look forward to this. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, really.
I know. I leave my backpack open a lot. All right, Joey. Yeah, I didn't like your before the night show. I came in to support the whole team and
no, you didn't.
Christian and Shane, and we had a good conversation. And you ruined it, and then you went away.
I disagree with that. It's I'm gonna have to say it's fake news.
Okay. What did you think when you saw Hunter and Kenny down?
I didn't. To be honest, I was out of it. I was not there mentally today.
Just these conditions?
Well, no, I don't know what happened yesterday, but I got like a stomach bug or something. I when I landed, I didn't feel great, and then I threw up in the rental car parking lot.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I left the airport and made it to the parking lot across the street, stopped, threw up again, and I sat in the car for a solid 3 hours trying to sleep it off and just get to a better place. But
why didn't you go to a hotel?
Every time I would sit up and like try to get going, I would feel nauseous and start throwing up. So I was, I was in a bad place yesterday, to be honest. A lot of
top 10, you'll take it.
Well, I mean, the goal's 5-8, right? Yeah, like, and sure, with Kenny going down there, and you know, like, was I gifted a spot or two? Yeah, of course. But on nights like tonight, you know, it's just about not making mistakes. So, considering where I was, I mean, honestly, even this time last night, I was in a bad place. So, I mean, we managed. Like I said, it's 5-8's the goal. If I can do that every weekend, I think I'll be happy. Kind of got held up by Dylan pretty bad, and that allowed AP and Malcolm to get away. So 6 really wasn't that far ahead. So there was something there that could have been, but it's brutal today. Yeah.
When you said held up by Dylan, does that mean like? Like he was weaving or cutting you off or like a battle?
Well, a little bit of both. Like get close and then I would get to his outside and he'd obviously run me high in the berm. So then like I'd sit up and then I would go to the inside, but then he'd block the inside and then I'd go to the outside. And it was and then there was some jumping over, obviously, with the track like it is. It's not always intentional. He was a make or break for me tonight, to be honest. I spent way too much time behind him. I lost that toe and then had an off track excursion about halfway after the whoops, went double and then just straight yeeted left almost back into the whoops and then had to go around the berm. So like I said, considering where I was,
on, funny to watch.
It was not fun. Track was violent tonight. So I mean, let's be honest. Let's look at the timesheet. I got my ass kicked tonight by a big margin, you know. So, but again, like I said, it's from where I was last night. The goal, like I've said since round one, is if I can be 5-8 every weekend, I think it helps my stock per se, air quotes. But I mean, it's good, right? Like this class is gnarly. So if I can be on a off day for me, you know, like considering how I felt last night and how much fatigue I had today, like, I was off all day, to be honest. Qualifying wasn't great. Heat race was okay. Didn't have it. So, it was all in all, like I said, top eight. I mean, it's hard to be mad at that.
If you're healthy and feeling good, do you like this kind of stuff? Are you okay with this?
I do, because it kind of opens the door a little bit more, you know? Like, I know it probably wasn't the fastest line, but, like, after the start rhythm, make that left, how, like, some of those guys were either you go 3-3-2 or you could go 2-3-3 before finish line.
Yeah.
Like, I just started, because we were single out anyways, I just started diving to the inside roll 2.
Yeah, I was doing that at the end.
Yeah, and it's just like, so then you have the freedom. Then, like, what I realized at the end, like, with one lap to go, which I would have picked up sooner, but, like, the whoops, they were so broken down, either you jump or skim, but you could get so slow at the end where I wish I would have just started going very, very inside, roll, on-off, because then you don't have to go double and then table to the moon, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I like when it gets like this because it really makes you think, and the big line's not always the best, right?
Yeah.
And
a lot of times go all over the place, too, like from you guys. Yeah, it's all over.
Like whether it be just running into lap, trying to get a bad time, or you make a mistake, or you miss a rhythm. Like, there was times where through the sand, like, I would get double across, and then I could go 3-3, and, dude, it was like you drop 0.8 a second just in that lap just by doing that. So there's definitely time to be made, but I personally have more fun when it's like that because there is the creativity side of it. You know, like, you really got to be thinking, and, okay, so I was able to 3 on that lap, but it's going away. Like, at what point is the risk too much? And
I like that, watching that too, you know, like, it's neat to see you guys adapt and figure things out and then also look mortal. You look human.
Well,
right,
like, when you watch us and it looks like we're struggling, that means it just shows how hard it is, right? So
imagine me out there,
you would have blissed the whoops.
Yeah, exactly.
But I personally, this kind of stuff is, in my opinion, more fun than, say, like a Glendale or like an Anaheim, where, although Anaheim this year was kind of tough, but just like those high speeds kind of stuff, like, it's makes you use your brain a little bit, which my brain wasn't here today. But I said 5-8, it's a goal, we did it. We go home and try to load up this week, feel better, and come out swinging next weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. All right, Max Volin, first thing though, I heard from 2 or 3 people already today that your practice crash was nuts, tripling onto the table. So it sounds like you made quite of an impression, because Cam was behind you. Someone saw it from the press. Anyways, it sounded like it was good. I never watched it. I never saw it.
So funny story. Dropped one of the whoops a lap before and rode up to the berm and, like, tipped over. And then next lap coming around on a hot lap, went around the top of the berm and felt like, you know, I had enough speed to do it. And the rut was pretty shallow. It wasn't deep enough yet. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to drag pig. And I sat into it. And, I did not get on top of the table. So I nose-picked the very top edge of the table. And luckily, I was just tall enough on the table where my bike, like, my forks compressed all the way down, and then my hands blew off, and I kind of fell off to the side, so I didn't front flip Levi did at A2. Like, if I was a couple feet below that, I would have done exactly that. So I got lucky. I just gave myself a bit of a Charlie horse, and, as the night got on, more blood flow was going, it got better and better.
Main event, man, it's just one of those things where you're just trying to put together sections, I guess, right?
Yeah, I literally started about 7th, and that's where I stayed. Me and Hunter actually had probably the best battle of the year, just no one's seen it because we're battling for 7th and 8th, but we legit passed each other probably 8 or 9 times, so we had a fun...
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was a fun battle. The result was not great, but at least I enjoyed the last racing. We gave it everything we had. Had a little bit of a brake fade, which then caused into a clutch fade, because I started using the clutch more to slow myself down, which I had a couple times last year and haven't had this year, and sometimes, like, I had a little bit of it in the heat race, so I'm like, okay, let's bleed it, and sometimes it just gets a bubble in that long line all the way to the rear, and it's just nothing I can do. So we're going to get more stopping power out of it. We've got some stuff to try back at club this week, so we're going to get the stopping power and maybe try some different lines and stuff and see if we can just resolve that problem.
Looking forward to the break?
Pretty looking forward to it. I honestly, for a guy like me, like, I've stayed healthy and besides the sickness and kind of had the ball rolling. Besides, you know, the result tonight, my riding's still been really good and positive. So, yeah, I sometimes wish we could still keep going. But for the first six rounds, I can't really be complaining about where I'm at.
We probably ride some outdoors?
Yeah, might. I think we might wait a little bit till we have after Birmingham, the East-West. Like, we still have another couple weeks off, and it's a little bit closer to outdoors, so we might start then. Chad wants to keep us on Supercross and keep us focused on that. And, yeah, we'll go to work, get the bike a little bit better, and get ourselves better, and then we'll show up at the East-West and be ready to go.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Hunter Lawrence, I guess, listen, take us through the stand crash with Kenny, because that's going to be the talking point of the night, right? Take us through that from your angle.
Man, I worked so hard to get to that position to fight for the podium. From where I was, it felt like it wasn't maybe going to be possible. And I caught up to him, and I was on him, and I was like, all right, here's my window. You know, we were coming around to, I believe, white flag that lap or another lap. And, yeah, that I passed Justin Cooper that way. And I went for it, and as I landed, felt like the wheels washed a little bit out, and then it kind of, I was going down. It felt like at first, like I was crashing myself, and then that ultimately took Kenny down with me. I watched the replay. Looked just like a shitty racing incident. Obviously, I was going inside to outside like I had been doing from the 10-minute mark onwards, and it looked like he went outside and was planning to cut back to the inside, so maybe he came across a little more than previous laps, but I don't know, man. Like, it's just a shit situation, because to take him and myself out of podium contention is, like, it's freaking annoying. I feel bad for him just as myself, because I'm like, I worked so hard to get up there. Like, it wasn't my intention at all, you know?
Looks like it took you, half the main before you found your groove, because you were in the mix. And then, dude, you went, those guys pulled away. And then, like, so how do you regroup? What'd you find? How'd you get back into a flow?
Yeah, I just found some lines and was able to jump some rhythms a lot longer, and then just kind of got my lines and corners flowing. It was like, man, it started with the start, just spinning off the mesh. Like, I can't remember the last time I freaking spun off mesh. Like, it might have been 3 years ago, which I'm really kind of frustrated at. You know, I've worked so hard to be so consistent with my starts and get myself around the first turn, give myself a good opportunity. So, yeah, that honestly is where it started. Just couldn't make anything happen to start. Clip something, hit a hole on the ramp, and then you case a triple, and then you roll the next two. Like,
and then you guys are just going.
Yeah, then, you know, everyone's bunched up, and I'm watching number one, number three, and 94 just, like, in the whoop section when I'm in the pit lane. Like,
So then just found lines and got back into it.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah. I mean, I'd got to make something happen at that point, right?
I got to look, but I think you had second fastest laps of the night at certain points in the second half. Like, I think that you were that good,
Yeah, I was told, I think I was the fastest guy from lap 11 to 20-something. Which is great. You know, hypothetically, I was the best guy tonight, but in reality, it was fourth place. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, Levi Kitchen. Listen, it was a really entertaining race. You're probably not happy with losing to the guy, but, I mean, it was fun to watch, and I don't know what it was like under the helmet.
Yeah, it was crazy under the helmet. But I kept my cool, you know? Like, there was nothing that – at no point I was just like, oh, I just want to freaking T-bone this guy, you know what I mean? And I don't think he – I mean, I don't know. Maybe he did want to me, but it was fun. We were dicing it up. We were going at it.
Three under the table, I imagine. I didn't walk over there, but I'm sure it was like, fuck me, man. Here we go.
Yeah, that thing, I mean, arguably that's where Mitch was like, dude, you're going to watch it back and wish you would have jumped it more. Yeah. But
also, I thought Lappers got more in your way than his way.
Well, what's funny, especially there. Like, it almost happened there more to me. Yeah. So that was the unfortunate part. And, yeah, overall, though, I mean, shit, I felt great, you know.
And then there was even, like, a high five and some talking after the finish line, so now we're friends.
I haven't spoke to him in a long time, and for him to come up to me and tell me it was good, and I don't know, like, it was cool. We respected each other. I hope that it, you know, we're going to keep racing each other hard like that, but at least it kind of, I don't know, like, it felt good to do that, you know. I don't like that kind of shit going on, you know, too much. So I just want to have good fun battles like that, and that's what we had tonight. So
I thought it was all right because no one ended up on the ground. Like, that's dumb. You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah. And we, I'm going to watch back, obviously. There was nothing that I was like, really, dude, you know? I almost landed on him one time, and I was like, dude, that would have been bad, you know? But that was nobody's fault. I didn't know where he was going to go. He likes the look over the shoulder, so, like, I never know which way he's going to go afterwards, so I almost landed on him, but...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't do that line after the first turn until the main? So how'd you figure that out? What'd you look at all that?
Yeah, I had that in my pocket from practice. I did it in qualifying one. Knew it was good, and then, before the race, I just told myself, I'm like, I know that this might be the game changer for me. And, dude, it was pretty good the way I was doing it.
Yeah. No, it was really good. Yeah. If you had nailed that triple on table, you would have, like, it would have been great. But, yeah, ifs and buts and candies and nuts. All right, Levi, thanks, man. Good job. Enjoy your time off.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right. Ian Harrison, man. Look, it was a great race. And Eli Tomac figured out some lines. The rolled triple thing was great. It was just a really good race by Eli Tomac. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. I think he really... open things up for himself to get out of the main line, to get out of the ruts and stuff. So it was cool to see him, like, instead of beast mode outside, beast mode inside. So yeah, it was good. Yeah,
it was really neat to watch. Like, because, like, Webb's no joke, as you know. Like, he's a champion, and he doesn't want to give up the lead like that. And it's a good track for him. So for Eli to regroup, figure it out, try different things, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, he gave us good direction all day.
Okay.
And he was giving us his opinion on what he thought he needed. We looked at what we had on the data, and they all kind of backed each other up, so we made the same changes. And I felt each time we went out there, we got a little bit better. And, yeah, so he really put his bike together for himself tonight. It was good. Yeah.
Aaron started strong. Went backwards a little bit, but still, like, the last two races have been better for Aaron?
I would say so, too. He's struggling with getting a feeling that we're not quite sure how to get right now. It's not like it's bad, but there's just something that would help him. And generally, he always likes the rear low, and now he feels like it's a little bit too low. So we're going to dig into that more this week, and hopefully we can help him, like, improve a little more.
Is that something where you can just bolt on last year's setup and be like, here you go, Aaron?
We could, but I think we definitely better than that. Like, we've tested a couple different times, so and we even back checked that in December. So I don't think that's the solution. It might be a little bit of tweaking, but we're not far off.
Prado's shoulder. I thought that was a little weird that he went down a start straight and pulled off. So it must be worse than what we thought.
Yeah, we asked him to just give it a try, So we said, hey, just, you never know, you know. And I thought maybe when the adrenaline's going, you get a good start or something, you can go. But at the same time, he's got nothing to prove. This is 12 rounds of Supercross for him. Every weekend has been like a learning curve, a step up, and I feel like he's really, really making progress. So rather than – and we went to the medical center. They couldn't see anything broken. You know, that doesn't show any muscle damage or anything like that, but – for the most part, I think he's going to be okay and back soon. So rather than take a risk of really getting hurt, I would rather take a weekend off and come back the next one.
I got to the U.S. as a mechanic 1 year after you, so I've been doing this a while, just like you. I've never been more wrong about a rider than Jorge Prado. I don't know what's going on. Like, he's so impressive. Fastest qualifier today again. His whoop speed was great. He treed onto that table right away. We all know what happened last year. And I just, Ian, I've never been more wrong. It's really impressive.
He is, you know. Robert Jonas is our vice president in Austria, and he told me about this kid a long time ago. And he told me about the Lawrence brothers. He's told me about the Koonens, and he has a good eye.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, "Hey, I remember when Jorge was going to do something different. He was really bummed."
Yeah.
And now I can see why, because he could see the potential. He knows him, and he. He literally, I feel like, has that same potential as a European coming as what Ken Roczen has. He can ride the whoops. He's figuring things out. The more he connects pieces of the track, the better he's going to get. And he's still young, so I think his ceiling is high.
Okay, be honest. Did you see it being this good this early?
No.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So. It's impressive, man. Like I said, I was so off the mark. I'm like, look, if he can get some top tens and go outdoors, that'll be a success. And here he is, man. It's great.
Yeah. The top tens, I definitely could see in the winter because of how much he rode.
Yeah.
And like if he messed up in the whoops, he didn't come back and want a shock change. He would ask, what did I do? How was I good all the other laps and then this lap? And he really tried to pinpoint what he was, where the error was coming from. Yeah. And I think that was really a strong point for him. And he literally did not let us touch the bike from when he started riding in October mm-hmm. till the second weekend in January. We made a change, but he kept the same. And so he really knew his motorcycle.
Well, listen, I think you, Raj, everybody here deserves some pat on the backs for what you're doing after last year. So good job so far. Good job tonight. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Thank